It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 581.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Get your Baileys out.
The what?
The Baileys. Pour yourself a nice little tipple.
A little
Let's do a simultaneous sip.
All right. You can't steal Ash Williams' gear.
Oh, that's not actually Ash Williams. That is the guy who created Dilbert.
That's his simultaneous sip.
So he does a thing at the start. So he's done over 700 and something episodes of his YouTube show, and it's just him. What's his name?
Oh, I know who it is. Yeah,
he's been Scott Adams.
Been on Joe Rogan. He's very interesting.
Real quirky dude. I haven't watched enough to sort of understand where he sits with things, but he's like, he was criticized for being a bit of a Trump supporter, but he starts every show where he does like this little rhyme, and he's like, the simultaneous sip, and he takes a drink.
So, Ash has stolen that? Ash, have you stolen that? I mean, he's not in the room.
Maybe, can you look up simultaneous sip 97 and see, like, because it could have been something from the 80s.
I mean, what's your vibe on doing that or
taking people's things?
Yeah, that are just good ideas, because Dilbert, the creator, Scott, might have heard that somewhere else or, you know, I think there is – there's lots of that going on. I think creators are more judgmental.
Well, I saw a podcast the other day where it's the exact same format of a big podcast, and they've just copied the artwork completely, but different faces on there, changed the name, and then
deserves a call out.
Yeah, definitely a cancellation, perhaps. But no, I was reading the podcast reviews, and someone said in this episode, they actually called their own segment the name of the other people's segment.
Oh, you can't do that. No, that's carbon copied. I remember when
did you ever have friends like that?
That would copy shit?
Yeah.
Copycats.
Yeah.
It was copycats.
From Ballarat, I believe.
Yeah, but the copycat stuff was more, like I remember it around fashion. It was big. Like I remember this one kid he'd always try and buy the same pants as me. Or same shoes. And it was like, nah, bro, you can't do that.
And because you also don't want to explain that you can't buy your way to being me.
Yeah.
It seems sort of arrogant, doesn't it?
But then there's like websites that get carbon copy. Frank Body, I remember in the early days. My brother was living with Steve and Bree, a couple of the founders.
Was their shower always fucking a mess?
I remember seeing the Frank stuff. This is before it was
mainstream.
A Goliath, it still was big, seeing it, and they were just testing out stuff. But, yeah, they lived in a mansion down in Flinders.
Your brother lived there as well.
Yeah, so it was like a big house where it was cheap, but it was this mansion on this huge property. But I remember him saying that there was, in Bali, someone who had copied like exactly, built a site and did that. And so there are a lot of people ripping brands. I remember Cloakroom, the guys from Cloakroom. They're a production company based in Melbourne. Awesome guys. He showed me, and he's quite savvy. I think he studied legal studies or something. Drafted this message to this guy over in the States that literally had somehow worked out how to pull the code, like exactly like the way he found out that the guy was actually, because he changed the name to it.
Was it the analytics? Did they leave the analytics?
No. They left the name of the images the same, but changed the image.
Not ideal.
So they must have been able to download the site somehow, Mr. 97s. I feel like you've done that before.
Yeah, there's software that can rip websites. It's pretty. You literally just enter the URL and it downloads them.
And then they've changed the image, but left the name of the image the same. And so he jumped in and screenshot everything and was like, "Hey, dude, I'm going to sue the shit out of you. This is how I know." It went down the next day.
Well, they have you ever, I guess it's a bit of a dark area to play in, nearly sued someone?
No. Nah,
I feel like if the funny thing is, if I thought you had, I probably wouldn't have brought it up.
No. Nah,
because there's nothing fun. If you're suing someone or being sued, you don't really want to talk about it.
It's a bit yucky. It's yucky. I mean, the feeling of it. I think we've talked about it a few times, just the being sued, people suing others.
Yeah.
It's full on. Like, I mean, if it's your go-to, in Australia, it's not the go-to at all.
Yeah.
It's there is a sign.
Egg people's house.
Egg the house. There is a sign on Punt Road in Melbourne of a guy who's a lawyer that's like basically saying, just call me anytime, like about anything, like car stuff, points.
Car stuff, like he's a mechanic?
No. As in like no pistons involved. Yeah. It's all like been in an accident, need to get your driver's license back, mm-hmm. been caught drink driving. So you're getting your way out of it. Sure. It costs a lot of money. Yeah. Who was saying, I was listening last night to a podcast. Oh, like R. Kelly, mm-hmm. that sicko.
Yeah.
He's got no money, so he's fucked. Like he's rightfully being dragged through the legal system because mm-hmm. he's a pest, but he's got no money to fight it.
Mm. And so what happens?
He just is going to get absolutely slammed. He'll probably get longer. They were saying, this person was saying he'll get longer than Weinstein, the sicko.
Really? So I
based on Weinstein, he's still got some cash, I think, to pay for the legal costs. It's all about like money. That's
how
the
much
problem.
Money you got?
Rich people win lawsuits. Mm. So if I But then rich people settle lawsuits against poor people who are suing them because they want to hush them up. Mm. Like Bill Clinton's settled a sexual assault lawsuit for $850,000, paid it out. He just want, his point is, I want to stop the, I don't want this to go any further.
Yeah.
Meaning I'm not guilty.
Yeah.
But it's
easier just to. And I was actually watching a Netflix film, not a documentary, a film.
It's made up. Okay,
fiction.
Yeah, great.
It's all made up.
What's that one?
I don't know what it was actually called. Maybe you could look it up, Sevs. I'll give you sort of an idea of what happens. A couple are living in New York. They have a kid. The guy is a theater director. The girl is an actor, and she was in the theater productions with the guy. They have the kid. The relationship breaks down. She moves to Los Angeles. The kid is temporarily living with her in Los Angeles. She then files for divorce.
Great.
Because the filing happened in Los Angeles and because they were living in Los Angeles and he was living in New York, he then had to get a place in Los Angeles to look like he was living there if he wanted custody at all of the kid, because otherwise they'd be like, mate, you're in a different state, even though they grew up in New York.
Okay.
Marriage Story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's her name? Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Yes, I knew it. Yeah, I've seen that. It's sad, isn't it?
How does it end?
Someone gets sick? No? Different movie?
I remember. It's fine. But, I mean, what it brings up is the annoyance that is legal stuff, like how much they fucked themselves financially. Whereas if they just were able to settle it. Yeah. I've always said to Bree, I just can't be fucked. Like the admin, just like whatever, just take whatever, do whatever. Yeah. Just like, well, it's not even a win. Just what do you want?
Well, you got to wait the period of time before you can file for divorce.
Mm-hmm. So there's the separation period.
Yeah. And then one of the parties has to activate or do the admin, right?
Mm. And so the interesting thing about the admin within Los Angeles is she couldn't do the serving. Someone else has to serve. And so I'll just describe the whole film, might as well. He comes over to visit the kid in Los Angeles and they're at the lady's family home and the mum's there who really likes him and the sister's there and the lady says, hey, to the sister, you need to serve him. And so she's really nervous and puts the envelope on the kitchen bench and says, okay, well, I'll just wait until he gets in first. And then he sees it. He's like, oh, what's this? Oh, it's got my name on it. And then she grabs it and says, you're being served.
I don't know if that's the case here, serving people in Australia like it is. You know how they're trying to get to the front door to make sure they see him and then the person's like, get fucked. But they got served, so they handed it over. It has to be someone individual. There's probably full businesses around servers.
Do we have like hospitality? Do we have bounty hunters in Australia?
Yeah. I mean, you've got debt collectors, debt collecting agencies. I don't know about bounty hunters. A friend of mine told me about this horrible, horrible situation where he used a courier and—
Why do you say it like that?
Courier. What, courier?
You said courier.
Courier. Mate, you shut your mouth. That's 97.
That's a courier.
It's a courier.
Courier. It was a bogan way of saying it. I'm Australian.
No, I thought it was something different to a courier.
Using a courier to get, so he transports diamonds from the CBD to his jewelry shop or vice versa, mm-hmm. gets these items right. And so he sent this one and then they ended up, I don't know, something happened where it basically didn't get delivered that day, and then there was a new issue fee the next day, mm-hmm. and there was an extra amount added to this account. The business changed, got sold. He basically didn't pay this amount. He didn't think he should, tried to speak to people, couldn't do it. A year or something later, there is a rule where if it goes to court and you don't show up, the judge or the person there delivering the verdict can allow the money to be ripped from your bank account if it's in there. Mm-hmm. So he was
That's
meant
why
to be
I
at
never
court.
Have money in
he was meant
account.
To be, he was meant to go to court. He never got this document. Mm-hmm. It was happening in Sydney because the business was located in Sydney, so he didn't even know about it, and he lost $4,000. The fee of $120 for the courier service compounded over the years, and then he went into the bank because he's like, $4,000's gone missing. What the fuck? And so look it up. It's like
again, I know the ATO can do that.
It's ATO can do it, but it's also debt collecting mm-hmm. agencies. So if you don't follow up the fine, so when Ash Williams says he's not paying the money,
mm-hmm. and he's setting up and closing accounts pretty swift.
Yeah, I guess that's what you. Any account, anyone who registers a bank account has to register it under their name. So mm-hmm. if you are Thomas James Jacket mm-hmm. to the system,
yeah.
I can't set up a bank account under Jimmy James or something. You know, it's a weird way. Anyway, what review? Sorry,
they can't take money out of your bank account unless there's a court order.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's known as a garnishy order.
Yes, garnishy.
What does garnishy mean?
Garnishy or garnishy. He said that name and I was like, oh, that's interesting. That sounds fucking. And so that's the court ordered ruling that it will be taken from your account regardless. Mm. And he went to a lawyer to say, oh, my fucking money back.
Yeah.
They said it's going to cost you about $100,000 to fight this. You have to take it to like a supreme judge. So rich people would win that and then get the money back, countersue, whatever it be. But that's the horrible bit. America, you can't countersue like we can for legal fees here. Countersue for legal fees. So, yeah, you pay my costs. What would you give the movie?
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
8.
Oh, man, that's pretty
that's
high.
That's
like
– That's very that's high. Like, that's
there's no going
movie.
Back. I just saw Steph Claire Smith on her Instagram.
Got a crush on Steph Claire Smith. Is it weird to sing that while you're in the shower?
No.
I get it. No,
I just feel like it's quite strange.
No, it could be a shower song.
I feel like it's quite strange being in the shower talking about having a crush on someone else.
Steph Claire Smith has posted a photo of like a notes. It's a screen grab of all the movies she wants to get through.
Where you're like, this isn't what I signed up for.
It's actually on the Daily Talk Show. So it says movies and then it's got like a whole list of crossing them off and rating them as we go. She's rated the 1, 2, 3, 4 movies that she's watched. First one, one of them 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 8 out of 10.
That's very
the
thing generous. Is, you it's can't too do that generous. With every
you,
movie. No.
This, you cannot. I mean, you offering up an 8 out of 10 review is exceptional for that film.
What
can you look up
they?
What the
what the Rotten Tomato is of, what was it called? Good Marriage?
Marriage Story.
Marriage Story.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's a pretty funny like thing to click on, I guess.
No, IMDb is 8.1 out of 10.
And I said 8. So I'm on
Rotten Tomato. I mean, you have to take Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic with a grain of salt.
Why?
But they're 95 and 93.
Why?
Maybe Rotten Tomatoes is user-generated.
Yeah, I thought it the is. Rotten. Yeah, the ones you don't want to take is the individual.
The reviewers.
No, okay. Audience scores an 84.
It's pretty high, dude. It's pretty fucking high.
Yeah, it was great.
And it was good. You appreciate it.
And so
for a non-movie lover.
So I think the reason I gave it an 8 was because I watched it until I remember seeing the credits. And like there's been so many, we watched You've Got Mail over the holidays.
Tom Hanks?
It was,
Is that Tom Hanks?
Yeah, and I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I enjoyed it being on.
Yeah. Sleepless in Seattle. Watch that. Very sad, but lovely.
Why the is it review, sad? What's sad? What happens?
His wife dies. His wife dies and then he finds a new love, so it's a bit sad and happy. Little boy in it, so it really fucking triggers you. You know what I mean?
Some of these, I guess, start conversations. Does it like watching that with Amy? Is it all like, oh, what would you do? Like, how long would you wait before you find someone?
I mean, I'm watching a series. Just watched it, Messiah. I'd give that 8 out of 10. Can you check out that Messiah on Netflix? Netflix original series, 10 parts or 11 parts. The woman's husband died, and she hasn't taken off her ring. But there's the conversation in that film is there was someone else whose wife died, and he had taken off the ring, and he mentioned something that's like, "I know it takes time." But you got to, or something like that. And so it's like, when do you take off the ring after your
spouse? And did you find that those movies spark that conversation?
I don't think you can help but go there. You can't help but watching anything. Like, I think that's how, like, empathy comes from experiencing or having, you're at a position where that could happen. I watched Robert Downey Jr. on Ellen Tube last night. talking to a young boy.
It's just what they call Undergeneres' YouTube channel.
Yeah, it is. It is.
YouTube.
It's no, it's Ellen Tube. It's Ellen Tube. It's she started her own thing and she takes all the money.
Her own pre-roll.
She didn't want any of the bullshit that
because he was hosting it while she was away.
Oh, was she? Was he? Okay, he was hosting the whole show.
He was in her seat.
I thought that it was like extra content on Ellen Tube.
He's doing his own stuff.
He was interviewing Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. He was interviewing a young boy who had autism and the mum and dad. The young boy didn't speak for a long time. He was, transfixed on spinning something for hours on end.
Like a fidget spinner.
Something like that. Then he put on an Iron Man mask, started talking. And this kid, I was like, oh, he's not going to be able to talk. And then they reveal that part of it and he's like talking. He's like, yeah, I felt trapped. Like, he was so sweet. I fucking lost it. I was crying. This was last night on LinkedIn. I was on LinkedIn and some asshole posted
you
that.
Found
really got me.
Tube.
Really got me. But what this you young boy. Serves? So the mask, he's like, it makes me feel like I'm putting on I'm playing someone else. Or like, it was so sweet. But the reason I go there is because I think about Bodhi. I'm like, he's not autistic, but I immediately think about how I feel as a father and how that would relate. And so I think that's the openness to, so when you are, you and Bree, you've got 12 years of relationship. So you can pull on what it'd be like losing someone who's, so you can go dark really easily because it's close to you. If you don't have a dog, you can't think of really about a dog.
My sister's keeper. I'm pretty sure that there's a dog in that. Can you look up that or am I thinking of Marley and Me?
Oh, Marley and Me.
Marley and Me is a dog. Milo and Otis. They killed about 17 pugs. No, I heard about that.
I think I'm thinking of Marley and Me. Yeah, dog dies.
You can feel the sadness, but what I'm saying is it's an extra layer. Mm-hmm. You can feel sad about seeing a dog die. Well, but when you have a dog, you connect it to little Bruno that you had when you were 7. And then you feel the loss, you know?
Yeah, my sister's keeper there was someone that died of cancer or whatever. And it's one of those ones like, so sad.
Oh, and I too much.
Bought it on Blu-ray.
It's such an annoying. Feel sad every time you watch it.
It was when I was going through my JB Hi-Fi days where I'm like, this was like 2009. They said, have you seen, it wasn't even have you seen. It's like, oh yeah, it reminds me of Kill Bill. I'm like, I haven't seen Kill Bill. And they're like, oh, which Tarantino films have you seen? I'm like, who's Tarantino? And they were like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, what about Pulp Fiction? I'm like, nah.
Should watch Pulp.
And so I got all the DVDs.
Oh, good. All of his. Nine films now? Oh, he did his ninth, was it? Yeah. So he's only done a certain amount of film.
And so I want to, I didn't even watch them. I got into a habit of buying DVDs and not watching them.
Yeah.
What I'm surprised about
with you is that because you're a cinematographer, you're very into, over the years, you've been more sort of into the nerdy nature of cinematographer and cinematography and the art, that you haven't wanted to watch more films to see the styles. Like Tarantino has a style, Scorsese has a style.
I could imagine getting into, what's the one that Casey Neistat likes?
Darjeelian Limited. So who did that?
What's his name? James, no.
No. Darjeelian Limited. I love it. The wide shots, people running across. Come on, mate.
It shouldn't take this long.
Darjeelian Limited.
Wes Anderson.
Yes. Wes Anderson.
Yeah. He's like, you just watch it. I think where it falls short is if you just watch it without thinking about how it's done. And because it's like he's got such a fan base around his style and it's just amazing. Like, that's where I really – I watched that after understanding Casey and how – you know, and then you go, ah.
It makes sense.
You see that that is someone that is a carbon copy, but Casey's then morphed it into – in a different style. So I think it's like your influence – you have to be influenced somewhere by someone greater than you or someone you think is doing something great.
Well, Wes Anderson didn't invent the wide-angle lens.
No, not at all.
What movie did we watch, Sevs? Gentlemen? The Gentleman?
Yeah, The Gentleman.
You boys doing movie nights, you big cuties.
Yeah, we did. I fell asleep.
On his lap or?
The bloke next. So I had Josh on one side and a guy on the other. Both of them
were asleep. Why? Is this at your house? Why? No. Who's the other guy?
They went to the movie.
We were in the cinema. We were in the cinema.
That makes sense.
No, but there was a...
Sounded, I was like, who's in your house, man?
It's the neighbour. No, we... but I fell asleep very quickly. It was perfect because the
I'm
way
too much of a tight ass dude. I don't want to fall asleep. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I fucking just paid $17.
Yeah. No, mate, I wish.
$23
$60
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the popcorn.
Yeah. And then the Mexican. Like, that was a big spend. Night. Yeah, big spend. Yeah.
Isn't that fucked that it's like it's actually a quiet night?
Yeah. What did it cost you? What did you end up transferring to us?
$50
You overpaid, Bree said.
Yeah,
your
like,
bowler.
Like $2
on both. So you had to pay two amounts. You had to pay the food and then also the movie. And the movie that was 23, he paid 25. And the food Rounds that was meant to be like, how much was the food meant to be?
Like 23 or something.
Yeah, and so he did 25 again.
Right, that's just that's
like
generous.
The fuel and everything like that, when you take that into account.
It all comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
It all comes out in the wash.
It was nice. But it was a good timing when I fell asleep. Because they had all of this middle bit that was all leading to the end. So I saw the start and I saw the end and it all made sense to me. Yeah, and I didn't have to go through the bullshit.
Yeah, but, I mean, then you may as well just not go to, you may as well not go to the movie if that's your approach.
No, because I saw both good bits and it's I like, had Mexican food.
Come on, time's up. You're nearly done. It's like a good film should be one that you like, I don't know how I just sat through 2.5 hours. That was so quick. Oh, like, that's a good film, I think.
The movie started at what time?
9:30.
Late, baby.
Yeah.
That's
late. That was outrageous. And so that was, and that was part of the problem.
Amy today, as I do, she's my wife. I see her quite a bit, actually. She said to me,
you have a curry?
Didn't have a curry. Closed. We went meant to go have a nice, cute little curry.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice little salad somewhere else and a flatbread wrap.
At Subway the other day. Oh, at a foot-long Subway. It was so good. Yeah, it was fucking great. It was a veggie delight. It was so good.
Okay. It's sometimes win or lose at that place, isn't it? Like sometimes,
I think if you go veggie, you're completely safe.
Very safe. Okay. She said to me, I left a review on 7-Eleven's Google.
Why?
Hang on. Why? We go to a 7-Eleven right near her work. Mm-hmm.
Good experience or bad?
I've had mixed there from the reviews on Google.
Three star.
She told me there
out
was
of five.
She told me three that, out of five, she told me there's a bunch of one stars there. I said, I think what's on her mind is we were in there and we're waiting to pay for something. And this guy, it's in an area that's sort of like a lot of junkies, a lot of people trying to steal shit, a lot of annoying people going there. For the stuff. This one guy was getting furious at a customer. He's like, mate, I see it in your pocket. Take it out. Come on, give it to me. And he's like, drops out a huge bag of Skittles. He's like, no, mate, the other pocket. Give it to me. Come on, I saw it. Don't fuck around. And he pulls out another one. And then he's like, mate, it's there. And he says, mate, I haven't got anything else. And he's like, I saw you. It's right. I can see it.
Mm.
Pulls out another big bag of Skittles. It's like this guy had just pocketed.
Can end up with diabetes.
He had pocketed so much and then it was just a nightmare anyway.
Like the way you're describing the Skittles, are they family bags of Skittles?
Family size.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like...
Yeah, they're huge.
They're huge. Anyway, so I think Amy went there. Good or bad. Oh, so I messaged her and said, why did you go and leave a review?
So the question is, Sevs, before you tell us, TJ, do you think it's going to be a positive or a negative review?
I've got it right, here. Oh,
okay. Do you want him to be Sevs the actor or?
Yeah,
don't want you to act.
Then we can rate his acting. Can you just act it like?
Well, I don't know if he's going to lie or just go with it.
Now lie, see how truthful it sounds. That's good.
Okay. Well, Lies, yeah, true. But he knows it's a lie. Okay. Nah, well, maybe Amy was in a rush. Bodie was in the car.
Wait, so what are you saying? I've lost the acting.
It's funny
what
that he
was
did
the actual review?
But, well, because I had to make it sound like it was going to be a bad review. So I had to get Amy in an environment where she's not happy. Uh-huh. And so it's a good review.
Okay.
And that's not you lying. What's the review rated?
5-star review.
Amy gave him a 5-star. So she's jumped on because there was 1-stars on there. And she's like, that's horrible. And we witnessed this guy just, he was a complete legend to us after he just dealt with this person that was a pain in the fucking ass.
That's nice.
And so the one, can you read out the negative reviews now that we know Amy's?
Should we read Amy? Should you read Amy's?
Well, if we go negative first, it's like.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Seriously, does 7-Eleven Richmond really care about customer reviews?
I would have mentioned the suburb.
It's fine. Church Street.
Wasting a minute to give them a 1-star rating. Today I went there to buy banana bread and the coffee. Went to the cashier and asked about the expiry date on the banana bread. The guy straight away threw it in the bin and told me it was expired. Really disappointed.
I mean, what did you want?
Here, mate, here you go. Yeah.
Why couldn't you see it?
Well, I think obviously they saw. My guess is, I mean, if I'm the 7-Eleven person, I'm like, okay, they've seen that it's. They know that it's. You only ask if it's expired, if you think it's expired.
Or you can't see the expiry date. And so then the 7-Eleven person has just grabbed it and seen it knows exactly it where
expired.
It is.
Expired.
Yeah, so I can't sell it to you.
Okay.
That's a hero. That's a
mother. Yeah.
Got a 4-star review here. The temperature of the ice cream fridge is perfect.
Oh, that's good.
And then only Amy, four, that though. Wasn't Amy's.
That wasn't Amy's, no.
That'd be funny.
And then there's a 1-star review, made me take out all the Skittles from my pocket. It's a good one.
Amy said, I work around the corner and go to 7-Eleven Richmond at least weekly when I caved into my sugar cravings.
What is she getting?
She gets a little Skittles.
I never bought Skittles. Like, have you ever, as an adult, bought Skittles?
No, it's so indulgent.
Have Never. You, Seth?
I hate them. I
bought
hate them.
Skittles?
Yeah.
No, but Jace from the Coconut Crew has.
He loves them?
Yeah.
It's a, acquired taste. I don't love them. I'd eat them, but I never buy them.
When
I'd
I was,
rather the chocolate.
Yeah, when I was in the US 2012, great year, watching the Super Bowl with my brother in an Airbnb, got M&Ms and Skittles, put them in the same bowl.
You're an absolute monster. I would give you a 1-star review for that party.
It takes so much time to sort that out. And Sebs?
I'm usually in the store for about 5 minutes at a time, but even so, over the past few months, I've been present for about 10 people who've been caught for stealing and similar amounts of solicitation. All this to say, I think that the people working at 7-Eleven Richmond are super stressed and constantly on the lookout for anyone who may be stealing or taking advantage. Perhaps this doesn't change the mind of anyone who's given a 1-star review due to poor service, but I thought I'd provide some context.
Yes, my banana bread was expired.
do you think head office actually would look at this stuff as a like franchise? There's someone scraping.
If they knew that Amy's partner was the 7-Eleven coffee guy, then there's some.
How
annoying just to have to deal with that. Because Hazem, obviously, at Redfern Convenience Store, he's dealing with that shit all the time, people stealing.
I mean, he's looking at you, but he's actually looking at someone in his peripheral.
Bree's been going to a coffee place near ours, and they had a sign of, do you know this guy or whatever, or watch out for this guy. He stole some money that had been raised for the fires.
What a grub.
Apparently, he'd taken tips before, stolen tips, but they just like let it go. But like when he's stealing like charity money they put up a picture of his face.
Fuckwits in the world. B-Mac, our
not a
official hype guy, furthest thing from a fuckwit, one of the best blokes I know, real community man, putting on some events at the deck across Victoria, so Shepparton, Geelong, Ballarat, doing events to raise money for the bushfires. Some absolute gronk has set up a page selling tickets that has nothing to do with them to the same event. So they're like a fake page selling tickets.
Who is that though?
The thing is, it could be anyone has access to the internet if you've got $40 a month or a phone.
Or the library.
Or the library. the thing is, there can be.
Did I just blow your mind then when I said the library? I feel like you had to think about
it. No, I was thinking about PK, our friend PK. He was at the library recently.
What for?
I don't know. He was just reading a newspaper. I saw it on Instagram. Is that
the new flex of 2020?
Yeah, maybe.
I think so. If I went to the library, I'd post about it. I got a new book earlier in the week. I was like, fuck, how do I post this? I'll talk about my book.
How about you just go to the library and build out 20 posts to put into the schedule?
Oh, yeah. Like the sort of bulk Instagram type of thing.
Yeah, batching.
Yeah, yeah. And so all the influencers do it. One bikini, 10 posts.
Yeah, no, I could get around it.
One haircut, what's the 17 posts.
Best library in Victoria, what do we think? There's a
bunch of great ones. State.
A state library is always a good go-to.
I believe Docklands is meant to be very good.
There's a bunch, but all the local, like, I mean, you're not local because you're in
is
the
city. Is that
the
co-working?
Collingwood, there
is
would
that,
be one in Collingwood too, Collingwood this, Library.
I actually had a guy ask me, do you know where the library is? I looked it up for him. It's near the cop shop.
Mum goes to the library because they rent toys. The toy library.
Oh, yeah.
So it's in the library. Mum gets bags of toys for Bodhi and he.
How do they? Do they have barcodes on them?
Yeah, there's like stickers and you get like it's a bag. And so.
Mm-hmm. They count them up or something?
They're very lax. Like you can just. Yeah, I'm sure if you lose one, they're just like, oh.
That's great. Community. Like the.
It's so good because like all this crap is fucking just plastic. Like we don't have a great deal of toys. And I don't want to buy more shit. So mum's idea of renting toys is so good. It's sustainable.
Yeah. The library is the OG co-working space.
Yeah, it's true.
Isn't it?
It's true. Without the hefty fees, but with less kombucha on tap and ciders.
But I think they're all doing that now.
And cookies on your desk when you arrive.
Mm-hmm. Scooter Derek's partner, she works as a library tech.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Has to deal with a lot. Like it's no longer just... like you're dealing with everything. It's almost like it's a social services type of thing, you know.
Who was it? Someone in America. I think it was actually Tekashi 6ix9ine. Someone who grew up in the
hood.
How's
he going? Is he in jail?
He's in jail, yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's in jail. He gets out pretty soon, doesn't he?
He's on radio shows and stuff. I guess that's why he hasn't been on. He's in jail.
Oh, he went to jail for some serious shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
not good.
Some bad shit. Anyway, I don't know if it's him. Someone who grew up in Brooklyn or something was like the mum said go to the library straight as soon as you finish school. Mm. So it became a babysitting service.
I remember that.
Safe space. Mm-hmm. So maybe it wasn't Tekashi.
No, because I've watched it. He had watched funny hair. Thing? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
But right. It makes sense. You can, just go to the library.
Book club. Clubs in general.
Yeah.
We need to put some dates around it so we make sure the shit's happening.
This month.
Adventure club?
Something will be booked in. Almost got it. I'm just trying to work out like costs and and if it's too expensive or if we can get some sort of Gronk squad leverage.
Well, on Wednesday night, 97 did a post for Life Hack Club.
Yeah, and it sent my wife on a wild goose chase with nothing.
I feel so bad.
So you said what, Sebs?
Well, I said Life Hack Club public service announcement. Peanut butter is now half price at Coles.
$2.50 for one of the greatest peanut butters. And I was pumped.
What brand? Mavis?
Mavis, yeah. Mavis. I mean, I was pumped as well because that's all the information I had as well.
And so it turns out it was online only.
Yeah. So,
well, so what's the problem with that? Because you have to pay delivery.
When you say it was all the information you had, how did you then do a rebuttal post?
Someone complained, obviously.
No, because I went back on Ozbargain later in the day and then realized I clicked on the peanut butter one because they had updated it. And then it said online only and excludes WA and Northern Territory.
So they updated it.
Yeah.
So when all you had from the initial post was that it was on special.
So it's almost like forgiven. This is why he could never be like a news reporter. It'd be fucking declaring people dead before they're fully reported on.
I mean, he's either BBC that won't report it until the sale's done and it's all sold out.
Yeah, 6 days later. Yeah.
The confirmation was, we sold all that peanut butter.
Yeah. Aaron would have let us know. He would have done what you did, I think.
Yeah,
and he would have then done a whole 15-minute bit about peanut butter and brought a few people
on ticker
to talk about it.
That would be good. I'd watch that. That'd be good content.
It would be, yeah.
Butter half hour.
Oh, yeah, that's good. But you'd have to be careful with the naming because you got stuck with the morning, calling it the morning thing and then not being able to replay it.
Yeah, when you want to start talking about jam.
Yeah, nuts about groceries.
Nuts about spreads.
So I forgot earlier in the week, I had peanut butter toast, forgot that I had it made. Thanks, Brie. She made it for me while I was in the shower. And I forgot about it and then came home and saw it on the bench and I had it for dinner. It was perfect.
For dinner?
Yeah. Well, no, I then had a muscle meal, but it was like a snack. It was a snack before dinner. It was perfect.
How many pieces of toast?
It was one.
Okay.
But lathered on peanut butter. Yeah, peanut butter.
Yeah. But it was just sitting on the bench.
Yeah. So it had like a really interesting-
Oh, because Brie left home while you're in the shower or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of the greatest just after afternoon snacks or- breakfast snacks. Bodie, it's our routine.
Yeah.
Have a smoothie and peanut butter
on
toast. He loves it.
The staleness wasn't bad. When you have toasted something and stale, it actually makes it a denser bread.
Mm.
Recommend it.
Not bad. Anyway, all right, guys.
So Adventure Club, more details.
To come.
Yeah.
In the coming weeks.
Coming week.
Well, yeah, because we're at the back end of the month. Far out, dude. It's already
it's flying, isn't
absolutely
it?
Fly.
Good banter. All right. It's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, leave us a podcast review. Have we got any, Sebs, that you'd like to read out?
And was there any confirmation about Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Oh, yeah. So he wants to spend the rest of his arrest
at the library.
Under house arrest.
Oh, yeah.
It was 24 months sentencing, but that's all I found.
He's a year and a bit through it, though.
Yeah. No, we got a review from GPez13, the best gronks going around. Love this podcast. The community Tommy and Josh have created is incredible and their content is always so interesting and so riveting. Love having this as a part of my daily routine and enjoy learning new things and new perspectives every day. Keep up the great work, Gronks.
That's great. Is that Australia?
You haven't brought that into your fields, have you?
Nah.
Yes, it is.
It is Australia. Okay,
yeah. Thank you. Someone had also reviewed in the US and they had said, only 20 reviews. They deserve more than that. For people playing at home, the Apple podcasts separate within regions.
Yes. Also apps as well. Sometimes you jump on, like I just got that Notion app, a note-taking app, 80 reviews.
80.
80, mm-hmm. But that's in Australia.
Yeah.
Something I didn't know.
Oh, on iOS.
Yeah, it's a little hash. Yeah, sure. When you're in the app store or podcasts, like it's specific to the region you're in, right?
It's not really quite a hack.
Well, it's a bit of knowledge. Nothing. I don't know how hacky it is.
Yeah,
it's a hack and piece of knowledge.
Yeah, I think Monday I'll also announce the book officially. Yeah, we'll see. All right, today's talk show. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.